We're doing Rav Chalap and Pashat Shoftim. The Torah says, when you come to the land that Hashem gives you, you will settle it. You'll say, I want to appoint a king like all the nations around me. You will appoint a king as Hashem chooses him from among your brothers, etc. So Rav Chalap says there's a concept within mitzvot that sometimes the Torah gives a mitzvah and says, seek and ye shall find. Seek, you have to search the mitzvah, but the Torah gives you a guarantee that you will find if you seek. So the Torah says about the Beit HaMikdash, L'shichno tidrishu, you seek out L'shichno, place for the Shechina, Uvat HaShem, and you'll get there. This is Rav Chalap's original interpretation of what that pasuk is saying, but Rav Chalap says that's what the pasuk is saying. With regards to an egla arufa, the Torah says, be careful and measure to the closest city that has a court. Maybe the murderer came from a city that doesn't have a court. No. The Torah says, you measure, you do your job, and I'm going to make it that when you get to the city, as you measure to the city and summon the people of that city to do the procedure of an egla rufa over the murdered body that was found, I will make it that the correct city will do it. So Hashem says, you do your end, you try, and I'm guaranteeing you, and then you'll get it right. So Rav Chalap says the same is true with appointing a king. Hashem says, you make sure to seek out a king the way you should, and then you'll find a king that is the one Asher Yivchar Hashem, that Hashem wants. The Torah tells us, if you make a declaration, Asima alai melech kichol agoyim, I want to establish a king like all the nations. No, som tasim alech amelech. Don't do whatever you feel like to make a king like everyone else, but rather, som tasim alecha melech. Take it seriously. Do it with the correct intentions, do it for the sake of Hashem. And that's why the Torah uses this double wording, som tasim, place, you shall place upon you a king. The Torah is saying, you have to pursue this mitzvah till you find that you can get it right. Pursue it till you get the right one. And then the Torah says, if you try to do it right, then you'll get to Asher Yivchar Hashem Elokecha Bo, to the king that Hashem wants. And you'll find that if you're doing it for the right reasons, with the right pursuit, lo tuchal, you won't be able to appoint someone external over you, which is what happened at the end of the second Beit HaMikdash. You ended up with non-Jews ruling the Jewish people, right? That was what they call the Hasmonean dynasty. It wasn't. The Hasmonians were killed out. And then you have the Herodian dynasty. You have people who were not Jewish, Herod and his descendants, who ruled over the Jewish people. So the pasuk says it depends on what your intention is in appointing the king. If you work really hard, som tasim, if place you shall place, you'll work hard to get the right person for the job, then Hashem says it will be Asher Yivchar Hashem Lokecha Bo, the one Hashem chooses. Now this is an eye-opener to the story of the Hasmoneans. Our sages say that in heaven, Hashem was upset at the Hasmoneans for taking the throne. So they usurped the Greeks. They had the great story of Hanukkah. But then they took the throne. They should not have done that, our sages say. Right? They were Kohanim. And when they did that, so then we ran into an involvement where they were ultimately all murdered. And their slave, Herod, took the throne. And then you have non-stop murder going on in Israel. There's a tremendous bloodshed. They should have looked for a descendant of Yehuda who was fit, som tasim. They should have pursued who's the right person.
The way it was supposed to be pursued. And then
that's what I'm saying.
And then Hashem would meet them halfway and right. Provide the right. Possibility.
I'm saying he doesn't spell this out, but I'm saying that seems to be the involvement of what he's saying. Yeah. Yeah.